What does it mean to intentionally design your life? How do you do that? That's what we're talking about on the show today. So if you're new here, welcome. This is the Intentional Mind Podcast, and we're all about helping you intentionally design your life. I'm Angela Barnard, your host, and I wanted to start this episode off with sharing my top tips to intentionally design your life. And then you're going to hear from five other amazing, inspiring women that are out there doing their work in the world, doing work in a way that feels right to them, that truly makes a difference in other people's lives. So they got some wisdom around intentional living. And you've heard them, most of them have been guests on the show. And you may or may not remember the part where they talked about intentionally designing your life, but we're going to get a flashback today and kind of break some things down. So before we get on with that, let's go to my tips. All right. So what I think it means to be intentional, I think it means that you live in alignment with your greater vision, like your habits and the way that you spend your time, your energy, your money, your resources, all of that stuff is in alignment with who you want to be. And it's in alignment with your values. That's what I think it means to be intentional. So obviously, tip number one is to get clarity around the vision that you have for your life as a whole. Think of not just one specific thing like a career or business goal, but think about how you want to feel about your relationships, about your health, about the fun that you have and your personal interests and how you grow and learn more, how you want to feel about your spirituality, your friendships, the time with your family, right? All of that stuff. Think about it as a whole. And then we get clear on that vision around what we want to feel, what we want things to look like. And then from there, we can start to align the habits and the environment and the way that we spend our time, our energy, and our resources. But we can't do that unless we know a general direction of where we want to take our life, right? Because how can we be intentional? How can, you know, like, right? If we don't know what it is that we're working towards, that's like intentionality 101. Like there's a reason behind something. There's a purpose behind it, right? So let me give you an example. Recently, I was working with one of my one-on-one clients that I do a lot of the tiny home coaching around. So like, let's say, guys, I do a lot of things. Let's just be real. I'm definitely multi-passionate. But it really comes back down to the same things. I'm helping people really live in alignment with who they want to be and make the kind of progress that they want. I just do it in different ways. So this particular person got her tiny house and she was going to be moving into her tiny house soon. And she said, can you help me figure out what I'm going to bring into the tiny home? Like, I feel a little overwhelmed by it. Like, when I'm packing, because I know I have to limit what I'm bringing. And then I don't know if I should be buying some new things. Like, what should I even be getting? Like, I'm confused. Can you give me advice on that? And I said to her, like, what is your vision? Like, who do you want to be this next chapter of your life? What kind of person? Because that will determine what you're going to bring into that space. Because we want to bring things into your space that are in alignment with who you want to be, okay? So let me give you an example. Like when I wanted to move in my home, I have a vision board. I go back and I look at my vision board and I see on there, like for example, one of them says plant-based. So I want to eat more a plant-based related diet, right? So one of the things that takes up space in my small home, that's precious real estate, is my Vitamix blender. Like that's taking up space because I blend a bunch of greens and I have green drinks and stuff every single day. That helps me be more of the plant-based eater that I want to be. Helps me be more of that healthy person that I want to be. And I also invested a little good chunk of money on that Vitamix, you know? That was my resources that I gave to be in alignment with who I want to be. And I could go on about more things in my space, like, you know, the way I've designed it is centered around my goals and my vision, that I have a space in this tiny home that I live in. I have a space where I can do my podcasting because I have the identity-based goal of myself being a podcaster that shares like inspiring content that helps people, you know? So I was telling her that. I said, let's just get clear on your vision and then we'll start to think about what items. So that was her homework. So anyways, first and foremost, the vision part. That's what I'm helping with people. And if you feel like you need help with this, you need help on getting that vision for like you're going through a transition, you want to change your life and you want to book a one-on-one, you can book a one-on-one with me and you just email me. That's the easiest way because I swear other links, people are like, this doesn't work, Ange. I'm like, oh crap, I need tech guy here. But anyways, email me because it'll come to me. You can email me at angemmbarnard@gmail.com. Okay, so that's always there for you. But the second thing is like, once you get the vision, you got to get those goals. I have a new course coming out. It's called Clarify Your Vision, helps you get the vision and set identity-based goals. If you've taken one of my vision board workshops in the past, there's going to be similar concepts. We just dive deeper because the identity-based goals are really important to have because this is in alignment with how your mind works. And it's like, I'll give you an example, like the podcasting goal. Instead of me saying like start a podcast, my goal is I am a podcaster. And if I am a podcaster, then I think of like, how do I spend my time and resources? How do I show up every day? What do I think? I want to develop the habits of that kind of person. Not just about results. It's not just about outcome. It's about working with my brain and the subconscious that really creates 95% of the results that we have is from the subconscious part of your mind. It's identity-based. It's habit-based. That's why we got to work with your brain. And that's why I design my content in the way that I do. Because I know that it's not enough if you're just coming and you're like, I have this goal to run this race. I need to make sure that the subconscious is in alignment with your conscious, the part of your brain that's more about the dreams, desires, and wishes. So without geeking about that too much, that's my second tip is to get some goals that align with how the brain works. That'll help you intentionally design your life, okay? And so we have the vision, but you're getting these identity-based goals. And then we can break it down even farther into specific goals. Let me give you another example. So let's say that I have a goal, like I have an identity-based goal that I am a strong, fit, and healthy person, right? And you feel like, oh, that's so broad, Ange, you know? But then we make it, that's the greater vision. And I'm a strong, healthy, fit person that wants to feel energized, right? And then I'm going to break it down into a specific goal. So the specific goal that will make it into my calendar so I can program some habits around it, make progress, that specific goal might be that I run, you know, 3 times a week, that I eat, I have a green drink every morning, right? So then when I'm helping people plan out their day, and I do this too. Like if you like feel overwhelmed by a lot of things, I can help you break down your day, make sure it's in alignment with your greater vision. So it might look like, okay, we have a morning routine that includes your green drink, that includes your exercise, because you told me you have a greater vision to be this kind of person. I want to make sure that makes it in your day. You told me that you want to make progress on your business or your career. You want to find another job. I want to make sure that there's time planned for that in your day. So this is where the other part comes in. It's like you're developing the habits and you're making the time for traction. You're making the time for progress. And the way that we even set up our calendar is very habit-based. So you can start to build those habits. And I promise you, it doesn't feel all like trapped. We're separated into these 5 major categories. You don't feel like it's like exactly at 9 o'clock, I'm doing this thing. Like we're not going to make you feel like super caged because you know I value freedom and flexibility. That ain't happening. So, but you got to be intentional with your time. So my other program, the Commit to Your Vision Mastermind that's launching, starts the first week of May, almost sold out. So if you want a spot, definitely email me. And it's at the founder's rate, my favorite number. So it's awesome. You can definitely get a spot. Message me. Okay, so that one's going to help you get the habits and the systems and all that. It's for the one that's like, I know what I want, but I ain't making the progress. I need help with the habits and the systems, right? So that's that one. So the next thing is, I guess it just goes back to, oh, this is a bonus tip. Let me give you this one. So let's say when I have my vision board, I clear in the vision, then I want to train other people to help me make this vision a reality. What do I mean when I say train? It means that if I have on my vision board that I'm a podcaster, let's give you an example for me, then my husband knows that, like if I'm in the back room and I'm have my headphones on, he knows I'm working on my podcast and he knows this is important to me. So let other people know what's important to you and teach them how to be to help and support your dreams, you know? Get them on board with you. set your environment up so that you can thrive. And that's like, do you need to shut something? Do you need to create a space that's more inspiring so that you can make progress? You know, how do you make it more fun when you're working on stuff you don't want to work on, but you know you need to, like a resume or something, or searching for a job? You know what I mean? Figure that out. How do you get someone else to support you? Get others involved. Get your environment involved. That's a big part of intentionally designing your life. And then I'm going to give you another bonus tip here. Program the thoughts that you know that you need to have. Okay. And what do I mean by that? I mean that you need to act like the person that you want to be now. You need to think like them. Not only do you need to behave like them, you need to think like them. So adopt some belief patterns that are going to serve you. I'll give you some. So like, let's say an entrepreneur, you see it as like, I tried something and didn't work. You might hear a successful entrepreneur say that I was always trying stuff because I'm always learning. I never looked at it as a bad thing. If like things didn't happen the way I wanted, I'm like, okay, cool. I got some information. I learned. That's a higher level of thinking. You go back to the energy levels. It's episode 4. We're going to talk a lot more about energy on the show. Because I'm realizing more people need to learn more about that. And they love that topic. But anywho, so it's a higher level of thinking. And those that are creating the success that they want, they're getting their energy up. They're shifting up higher and they're thinking in ways that serve them. Think thoughts that serve you. So but it's like you really got to break down this, all of it, the vision into the habits, or the goals, the habits, and then the systems, and then really thinking about what are the thoughts I need to think? What do I need to believe? That's what we do in the Commit to Your Vision Mastermind. Is we have a BACTAB recipe that helps you do that. And that's the favorite. The girls say that's one of their favorite things, is to go over that. So anywho, you know I got a lot of tips on this. We could go on forever. But I want to hear from those 5 inspiring women. So let's start with one. Here we go. All right. So Jonia Miller. I'm just going to straight up tell you that I love Jonia. I love her heart and I love how she designs. And anyways, I'm just going to read you like what she has in her website, because I feel like I would go on a tangent about how amazing she is as a person. But she's definitely an artist, a true artist. She says on her website, "I discovered early on that drawing was my purpose and my gift. I use my creativity and imagination to bring my artwork to life. I'm inspired to create pieces that depict the many facets of women. We are diverse, beautiful, unique, powerful, courageous, and passionate. Even as a visually impaired woman, I can see these truths about all women." So not only is Jonia creating amazing products and apparel that really highlight, I believe, the truths of women, as she had said, but she also helps other women do that with their branding as well. So I asked Jonia, what does it mean to you to live an intentional life? And this is what she told me.
Obedient to God. Making time for him, listening to that still voice, praying to him and asking him to guide my footsteps on a day-to-day basis, and just giving him the honor and glory when he opens doors for me, giving him all the praise, because I know I can do certain things on my own, but I know with him, I can do so much more. And I believe through him, I know I'm covered in his grace and mercy, because I started out with no vision at all. And he said, even though this is how you started, this is not how you're going to finish. I got plans for you. And I believe like just telling my story is partly to inspire others. I tell my story not for pity, like, cause I don't want people to feel sorry for me, cause I don't feel sorry for myself. I want them to be inspired through my story, just to say, like, regardless of, even though we all have hard times, we can get through it. We fall 9 times, we get up 10. So don't let anyone stop you from pursuing your purpose, going after what you want, being intentional, be focused. Like I had to make a game plan of how I wanted to live and how I wanted to move. And I started that journey, like I said, maybe a year or two ago, just listening to motivational speakers, listening to people writing down affirmations. I had came across The Secret on Netflix. I don't know how I came across The Secret, but I watched that. And then when they talk about affirmations and being intentional and the universe and you putting out energy, I was like, okay, let's go from there. And just listening and just being intentional with that. Like if you write and the Bible says, write it down and make it plain. And you have to write it down.
Did you guys know that you are 42% more likely to achieve a goal if you write it down? So it increases your chances of actually achieving the goal by 42%, which is significant if you simply write it down. What amazing wisdom from Jonia. So the next person that we're hearing from is Jeannie Sullivan. Jeannie was recently on the show teaching us about online courses, how we can get paid to teach what we already know and love. She has so much wisdom around this. One of my favorite mentors, so blessed to have her in my life. And I really loved her answer to the question, what does it mean to you to live an intentional life? Because she points out something that's so important, that it's really not all about the strategy. It's about being present. And I love that she points this out, because if you've listened to the show, you know I'm all about the strategies. But you've also probably heard me say things like, I'm intentional, but I'm unattached. And what I mean by that is, like, I think it's important that you have a vision, you have a direction that you want to take your life, but you don't be attached to it. You let it be even better. And for you not to be attached, that involves you being present and trusting that everything that is happening now is happening for you. Another mantra that I love is, I'm grateful for where I am and I'm excited about where I'm going. All right, let's hear the reminder that Jeannie had for us.
Living an intentional life is really being present and doing everything that I can to stay in the present moment that I'm having right now, and trusting that that experience that I'm having in that present moment will provide what I need for the next moment and for the next moment. So I think that I have spent a lot of my life. I've spent a lot of my life really in the strategy of it all. Mm-hmm. And I think that that has really helped me in some ways. And yet in other ways, I've created this space where I've been living in the future. And I'm really just wanting to be in the present and live in the present. And so my sort of practice these days is really about asking myself, like, what's happening around me right now? What do I have the energy for? What I need to respond to, and sort of living that way. And I just want to clarify, that's not without a sense of clarity of what's important to me and what my values are. That's with all of that in place. I think that for me, having a way to express my gifts in the world is one of the pathways to happiness and living an intentional life for me.
I love that Jeannie also mentioned gifts and using the gifts in a way really that feels right to her. And she also mentioned being intentional with her energy and doing that check to see if things are in alignment with it. The next person that we're hearing from is Deanna Tikhanoff. This was an episode that was earlier in the launch of the podcast, so you have to scroll back to find it. This was all about women's health and our hormones. And Deanna is a women's health nurse practitioner, and she really specializes in women's hormones and all things women. And she just has so much wisdom around that. We got some really amazing tips around our health and our hormones, because a lot of times we don't understand those hormones. You know what I mean? Well, she does. So definitely go back and listen if you didn't listen to that episode. But this is what she had to say to us when it comes to living an intentional life, what that means to her.
I think it's about really getting clear on what it is I want my life to look like, and seeing how can I get there? What small steps do I need to take each day to make sure I'm really following that vision? And, you know, because we can get so stuck in the routine, you know, the mundane of, like, I could just, you know, and I was like this a few years ago, of kind of just driving to work and living this life and then sitting on the couch and feeling so exhausted and being like, well, what am I doing with my life? And realizing the power that I had to make that change, it was within me of, like, okay, let me write down, like, what are the things that I want to do? So now my life has really shifted of, okay, I know that self-care is super important to me. So I'm going to make sure that that is a part of my everyday, and I'm never going to let a job impact that for me. And it's just about setting kind of boundaries and some guidelines within myself. And then that kind of sets it up of the people around me to kind of respect that on an energetic level. They just kind of, you know, it, like, I'm putting that out there. So it just kind of flows, that people are not kind of crossing that boundary, but more importantly, that I'm really respecting like what it is that I want for my life and just following the steps to get there. And not letting just kind of the mundane take over. And then I'm miserable and wondering like, oh, well, how did this happen? Well, it starts with yourself, you know?
All right. So can we repeat that? It starts with yourself. I also love that Deanna talked about the boundaries and in a sense, kind of training other people to respect your values, your vision. So good. The next person that we're hearing from is Tyler Gravely. Tyler was on the show to talk with us about meditation and how we can really calm the monkey mind. So not only is Tyler teaching around meditation, she's also helping people heal from heartbreak. She's got a lot of new things happening and a new podcast name, at least. It's called How Do You Meditate? So you can check that out if you haven't already. But this is what Tyler had to say when we asked her, what does it mean to you to live an intentional life?
You know, for me, it's all about being very clear as to who I am and how I'm showing mm-hmm. up. And it's in this essence of I want to be able to really have the people and the things in my life that mean something. Like everything has a story behind it and it's like meaningful and it's not just busy work or keeping me from doing what I want to do and love and be with people. There's so much, even in our language, it's unclear because we, you know, how are you doing? It will do good. You know, it's like,
yeah, it's not intentional. I hate that.
I know it makes my shoulders.
Yeah. Like,
so
you're like, good. Okay. You just say it just because it's a normal thing. There's like, yeah.
But where?
No intentionality whatsoever.
Nothing behind it. And I do it too. So it's kind of like, it's so easy to do and fall into that trap. And I think living an intentional life, it's more necessarily for me just cleaning up my language and getting really clear, because when we're clear on our language, we're clear in what we want to do in the world, you know, and it's, mm-hmm. it's not messy and it's not gossipy and it's not dramatic. It's just boom, boom, boom.
I love that Tyler brought up language and the power of your words. You know, so much of what we have created in our lives has to do with the words and the language that we use, because that's telling our brain what to focus on. And it also has a lot to do with the programming that we've gotten from other people because of the words that they used with us, what they told us. So it just reminds us how important our words are in really being intentional with our lives. And I love that she talked about just being more clear with her language, pretty much just making sure that it's in alignment with who she wants to be. I hear a lot from people where they'll say things like, yeah, I'm hoping to finish that today. I hope that will get that done. And even then, it's like, be more powerful with your words. Like if you truly want to get something done, say it. I am finishing this today. I am doing whatever. Tell your subconscious who you want to be, because it's listening and it's playing a program. And anything that you practice, it programs. If you do it over and over and you say, I might get this done, I'm not sure, and you're saying that stuff over and over, what happens is you're telling your subconscious, I'm someone that's not sure of myself. You know? Something to think about. The other thing that we giggled about was the whole how are you good thing that we all say because it's like a normal thing that we do in our culture, right? But it just reminded me how a lot of us really just live our life like on autopilot, and we just do things because, you know, it's the thing to do, and we don't necessarily stop and say, like, do I even want to do this? Do I even want to ask that? Or is there a different way of asking it that will make me feel better? You know, it's just like about getting out of autopilot and being more intentional. That's what I got from what Tyler had said. So the next person that we're hearing from is Jo Ingram. Jo was on the show and she shared this beautiful story about how she made her dream a reality, where she got her twins and basically manifested this dream. And when I say manifested, I mean like she took action on it. In fact, Jo is like the queen of taking action. She is a business coach for new entrepreneurs, pushes them into action in a very loving way, helps you get stuff done. She has a podcast called Action Taker Tribe. And when we asked her, what does it mean to you to live an intentional life? This is what she said.
I think an intentional life for me is a life by design. It's deciding what it is that I want from my life rather than what I don't want. Now, you know, I come from a background of cynicism, and I think I've spent a lot of time in my life going, oh, this is horrible and that's rubbish. And I think when I realized that, when I actually, instead of putting it in a negative frame, I actually say, well, what is it I want? You know, what kind of life do I want to be living? That's when I can unlock being intentional. Now, it can be big, like my story of creating my family or building a business, but equally, it can be small things. One thing I've learned is that if you picture your ideal life, and I love this, picture your ideal day, literally, mm-hmm. from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to bed, what would your ideal day look like? When I did this exercise not that long ago, and I wrote down what my day would look like, it included things like, oh, I run in the forest every day, and I spend time with my kids, and I do yoga, and, you know, when, you know, this is sure, I'd like to spend a day on the beach too, but I was thinking about, you know, everyday life, this is kind of how I'd like my life to be. And then I realized that so much of that I could have and do have now. And then when I realized that 50% of my ideal life is either already in existence or within easy reach, I stopped complaining so much. And I realized that actually I'm already living so much of my best life, of my intentions. And that unlocked a lot of ease for me, where I realized that actually, you know, I'm still keen to bring all the rest into reality. And, you know, you can tell from the way I talk, I'm stepping forward, taking action to make that happen and believing, but also believe that a lot of it exists already, because we deserve to be happy now too, right?
Yes, we do. What a wonderful way to end. Now, that got me thinking though, we do deserve to be happy now. And a lot of times we can get so wrapped up in, like, I want this thing, that it takes away from the present moment and being happy now. But one of the best things that you can do to truly manifest or bring your vision into reality is to generate the feelings of what it would feel like to have whatever it is you desire. Generate it now. If we're thinking about this from a quantum physics perspective, it's kind of like you're like, if everything is made up of energy, you're turning to the frequency that you want to be on by generating the feelings. Like, if you think that, if you are, let's use the example of being a writer, if you write that book, right, and it becomes a number one bestseller, that you would feel so ecstatic and joy about that, you're so proud of yourself, how can you generate those feelings now? That's like turning to that same radio station. It's a different way of looking at it. Okay. The last thing that I want to say is that, holy cow, I love these women. I feel so inspired. I'm so excited to have more people on the show to share what it means to them to live an intentional life, so we can get that different perspective. As you heard, there were some commonalities. I think one of the main things that we heard was that clarity, getting that vision of who they want to be, right? And then being present, the trusting elements, your words, taking intentional actions, like all the things. Anyways, I hope you love this as much as I do. If you want to know how to find all these people, you can click in the details section of this episode, and I will have some links and some handles and things where you can follow all these amazing women. If you like this episode, let me know. I hope you have an absolutely awesome week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.